Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Matt Smith from Last Night in Soho. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You are the bad guy.
Well, I am. I mean, this chair kind of suits me for that, I think. I feel like a Bond villain or something.
Yeah, you fit perfectly well in the swing in London.
Thank you very much.
Your attitude, your acting, your moves are very 60s.
That's a great compliment.
How did you learn that? How did you prepare for that?
Well, you know, I looked at a lot of those great 60s movie stars. I think the suits actually do quite a lot. The fashion of the movie allows your body to... It informs the way that you move and how you handle yourself. And also, the period and the music gives you such an impetus to sort of behave a different way. I listened to The Who quite a lot. Pete Townsend, to how he sounded and how he spoke. Because he's quite a good sort of vocal reference, but it's a period that I love, and especially in Soho in London. You know, it makes me I'm fascinated to know what Rome was like in the 60s. Amazing, I bet.
Well, it was. I mean, I wasn't there, but from what I know, it was. The kind of portrait that Edgar gives of swinging London is very precise.
Yeah.
The clubs, and also the way of this eager man that use women so much. You are like a pimp, kind of.
Yes, a sort of lower level one. Gregory's written, I think it's one of his darker characters, actually. And there it was quite fun to play. But, and he's a bit of a charlatan or someone that flatters to deceive, who sort of pretends to be one thing and actually turns out to be
another thing.
Yeah, something completely different.
And how was to work with Edgar?
I love Edgar. I've been such a fan of his films, and he's a friend of mine, actually.
So what's even better?
Yeah, and then I got this script in my inbox, and he was like, oh, I've sent you a script. And I was just like, yes, straight away. I hadn't even read it. And I think he has such style and such flair as a director, and I really believe he will be one of the great British film sort of directors over the next 30 or 40 years. I just think he's so talented.
Yeah, because he's always daring. He dares to bring you... someplace.
And then you think of Baby Driver and the way he plays with form, the way he uses and articulates music and film together, and as I say, that sense of style and flair that he has, that I just think is really unique, and he's a true talent.
How long did you shoot?
Oh God, we shot for like 10 weeks, I think. And it's a wonderful team that make it. I love working with Working Title. That's a good setup. I loved working with Anya and Tomo. You know, it was a happy time.
One last question: was it tiring? Was it physical? Was it?
Films.
I cannot ask about specific scenes because we don't want to spoil. There were some parts that were pretty intense, physically intense.
Of course. And also, I had to learn to dance.
Oh, because you don't dance?
Well, I mean, you know, not like that.
not like people dance in the 60s.
Not like people dance in the 60s. And that was fantastic. So all in all, it was a good day at the office.
It was a good day. Very good. Thanks a lot for Matt Smith
for
being with us.
Thank you for having me, Fred.
I'm Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.